semua orang pun sama lah tengok YouTube. I pun sama tengok YouTube, belajar dekat YouTube. Tapi yang semua salah bin. When you expect too much, then something gonna happen. I expect I will win because you think that you are at the standard there already. What I need to do is just keep trying. I'll be a champion one day. I suruh lupa I ada klien, bos call I. Eh, mana you ah? You pergi mana? You punya klien suruh sampai tau. You jangan cakap banyak, terus balik. Masa itu you suruh susah, you punya mental suruh susah. You tak boleh cakap apa. You cannot control yourself. I tengok balik, I pun dah nangis.
Secret to become a sports model pro. Today, my guest will be sharing his journey. Before we begin, I'm in a mission to reduce 1% obesity, and you can help me to reduce 1% obesity. Like and share with your friends. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 42. Okay, guys, in 2023, my guest, he was recognized as the best men's sports model by WFF Malaysia. And today, he will be sharing his competitive journey and secret with us. Please welcome Justin. Justin.
Hi, good. Hi, welcome everyone.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for datang.
Yeah,
appreciate so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Not a problem. Now, our listener and viewers want to know, how do you actually get started with this sports model or competitive sports? Share with us.
Okay, I cakap kan, I start gym sebab dulu 10 tahun lepas, 10 tahun kan, yang itu Captain America 2, tak, Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Ini oh, trailer come out. Masih tu kan masih belajar.
Okay.
Dekat diploma dekat Singapura.
Ha-ha.
Itu trailer. Masih tu I belajar kan.
Kerja
jadi. Kerja jadi. Kerja jadi.
Kerja jadi. So, masa you tengah belajar nak jadi macam Winter Soldier tu, you kurus ke you gemuk ke apa?
Gemuk.
Okay.
Masa tu I gemuk.
Okay.
Sebab pergi makan.
Okay.
Masa tu tak ada, langsung tak ada exercise.
Ha-ha.
Masa tu I makan sebab exam banyak, lagi stress. So I jadi gemuk. Dulu masih I sekolah menengah kan, I kurus.
Okay.
I slim.
Okay.
Lepas tu diploma, belajar diploma, I jadi gemuk.
Okay.
Okay. Lepas tu I tengok, badan cantik gila itu Chris Evans. I suka dia punya badan. Okay. Lepas tu yang dia inspire I pergi gym.
Wow. Okay.
Dia yang inspire I yang pergi gym, start gym.
So you pergi gym seorang-seorang ke? Dengan kawan.
Masa tu I start, I pergi seorang.
Wow. Okay.
I seorang yang masuk gym.
Semangat.
You tahu lah, masa tu I masuk gym lah. Orang tengok, I tengok orang lah, wui, semua badan cantik dia. Badan besar gila.
Gym, I tengok orang.
I tengok orang pun I macam, tak ada confident tau. Sebab I gemuk. Masa tu.
Okay.
I step into gym, I tengok, people like, wow, like monster, everyone like monster. Badan cantik gila. Masa tu I macam tak ada confidence. I nak buat satu exercise, I pun kena cari tempat tepi, buat sikit-sikit macam ni.
Faham. And datang you tweet 21.
Masa tu 21.
Okay, so 21 you start, you pergi gym.
Yeah.
You dah ada keberanian. No, tak ada keberanian. You pergi pun you takut.
I takut.
You takut. So macam mana you start the journey to angkat consistently pergi gym and transform?
Oh, masa tu, okay, I cakap dengan I, masa tu sebab I gemuk,
okay,
macam nak cari girlfriend pun susah tau.
Saya faham.
Bangan lah, you nak cari girlfriend susah. Orang tengok you macam, ini odol lah. Ini badan tak boleh lah. Macam orang akan tengok, akan judge you, judge by the book, you know. Ya, masa tu macam tu. So I rasa I kena change sikit.
Okay.
I kena buat lain. Satu, macam I kena buat to change myself. I have to change, do something to change myself.
Understand?
So I start, when the time right, I start right, after when I studying diploma. So I come back from school around, I think 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, something.
Okay.
So at the moment, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, I step into gym, but there's no much people.
Okay.
So I avoid the crowd people.
Faham?
Yes.
Okay.
So I start with that time. I take 1 hour to pump myself.
Okay. So where, daripada mana you dapat the program? You just hentam saja ke?
Dulu kan, I rasa semua orang pun sama lah tengok YouTube kan.
YouTube, betul?
Semua lah. I pun sama tengok YouTube. Belajar dekat YouTube. Tapi yang banyak buat punya semua salah.
Faham?
Hampir akan macam IBF form ada macam injured sikit.
Okay.
Sampai bebas sebab report yang tak betul. Sampai IBF form ada macam sakit. Lepas tu I pergi tengok doktor, rest 2 bulan lagi, continue lagi.
Okay. So berapa lama I ambil masa for you jadi gemuk, dari gemuk jadi kurus?
Dari gemuk 2000 1 year plus. Almost 1 year.
Oh, okay.
I think 1 year.
Okay, dalam satu tahun itu, berapa banyak body weight you berjaya reduce?
Agak-agak. Lebih kurang. Tapi pun tak banyak tau. Sebab I kurus. Okay. I kena with DIB again. Masa tu I fat kan. Oh, jadi 68. Sampai kat habis kan, 58.
Hah?
58.
Kenapa you kata 68 gemuk?
Masa saya pendek tau.
Oh, okay.
Kalau 68, yang itu tak ada muscle mass punya. Semua gemuk, semua fat.
Faham.
Yeah.
Okay, so dalam setahun ni berjaya reduce almost 10 kilo lah kan?
Tapi pun tak macam fat sangat. Itu tummy besar lah tau.
Okay, lepas you dah berjaya turun that 10 kilo, apa berlaku? What else? Like, when did you actually started to compete?
For the time.
At that time?
I cut to 58.
Okay.
Join for Badan Jante.
Wow.
This is my first time. First ever competition in my life. Bodybuilding competition.
Was that the main goal? Because tadi you kata you nak kurus sebab nak cari girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sebab masa tu kan, lepas belajar, I gemuk.
Okay.
Lepas I punya masa tu itu girlfriend, buang I. Sebab.
Ouch.
Yeah. Tak ada confidence.
Nah, faham.
Aku kena buang. So I baru jadi, I kena buat sikit beza. I kena transform myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you say you nak transform, I assume lah,
right,
you sakit hati.
Yeah.
So heartbroken.
Betul, sakit hati.
Then you focus gila-gila.
Focus gila.
Then you cari competition, you masuk.
Yeah.
Okay, lepas tu apa jadi?
The one thing that I tell myself that time every day, I need to be better than yesterday, every day.
Good.
I need to keep improving every day. So this is the thing, every morning I would tell myself, once wake up, okay, I'll do something better than yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Nice.
So I would just focus on gyms. At the time, I'm very, very focused.
Okay, share a bit with the listener. What was your diet and your training?
My diet and training that
night. This is before you nak compete, because dari gemuk jadi kurus, I know for sure you cincai because you say you buat salah kan. You do everything miss wrong. I do that also masa mula-mula. Then you decided to compete. So bila you decided to compete, how was your training program? Mesti you ubah kan?
Oh, first time that time.
First time.
I think that time actually is quite suffer.
Okay, what was
I am that time I actually a personal trainer already.
Okay.
At Chatomi Fitness. I don't know you guys know.
Of course I know.
Of course you know, right? At time Chatomi Fitness, but
now Chief Fitness.
Close up already.
Yeah.
Hey, Chief Fitness, yeah. So that time I have to PT.
Okay.
I still have to PT about 8 hours to 9 hours.
Crazy.
It's very long hours.
Mm.
So I have to arrange my workout time. I have to go to the gym earlier. So you not only need to train for the weight training, not only weight training, you also need to do cardio.
Yeah.
So I separate 2 times.
Okay.
You know, people close down the gym around 12 a.m.
Who's still there?
And that time, I continue cardio.
Wow. Dedication.
40 minutes something.
Okay. How often were you doing the cardio that time?
Every day.
Okay. I actually nak faham lah. So the listener nak dengar. How was your preparation for that competition? So first, you do cardio. How long was the preparation?
How long was preparation? About 10 weeks.
10 weeks, about 2.5 months.
Once I decided to join, it took about 10 weeks time. Yeah.
Okay. In that 10 weeks,
yeah,
you did your cardio every day.
Every day.
Crazy lah.
Because I chased for 6 packs.
Okay.
And you know that time, Badan Cantik, you need to be gila. Keling, keling gila. Dia orang tak kisah you punya size.
Yeah, betul.
You tebal ke tak tebal je, dia orang tengok abs je.
Yeah.
Masa tu.
Yeah, betul.
So, I punya masa tu itu yang ajak I punya masuk competition bila dia orang, dia cakap dengan I, oh, you kena buat you punya abs sampai keling gila. So, I chase for this.
Yeah.
So, I do cardio every day. Lepas cardio, I do ass training.
Wow.
Ya, masa tu memang semangat. Setiap hari mesti buat. Sampai Ahad I tak ada kerja. Tapi I pun balik gym. I pergi tempat kerja. Buka lagi.
The training pula, the weight training pula macam mana?
Weight training separate.
Okay, so the weight training you buat macam mana?
Weight training separate. Weight training at the time, I not really focus on legs training. So I just keep legs.
Faham.
You know that times, actually not much people will train legs. Unless those go for bodybuilding.
Right.
You know, when we wearing jeans on stage,
you don't see.
Pakai jeans.
Yeah.
Kita tak tengok kaki. Tak so nampak. I tak train. So I biar training.
Yeah.
Masa tu, chest, back, shoulder and arms. Arm mesti buat.
Okay.
Rasa paling penting, arm kena besar.
Faham.
Tapi yang konsep ini sampai new, macam bodybuilding era, macam tak sampai sekarang. Ini yang memang tak betul lah.
Yalah.
Sekarang kita tengok symmetric.
Betul.
Masa tu kita nak buat kering, ada size sikit, ada arm sikit, rasa cantik.
Kalau tak salah, that time badan cantik baru sangat kan?
Tak baru. Dia sudah ada macam 3-4 tahun. I tengok banyak Malay masuk dah.
Faham? Normal lah.
Malay, I masuk je, I satu seorang Cina.
Yeah. Very new, saya tahu. Even sekarang bodybuilding pun masih tak ramai orang. I mean, sekarang dah mulai ramai lah.
Makin ramai sekarang.
Yeah. Okay, so dari 7 hari, every day you buat cardio. Okay, I know there'll be listener like, what was his secret? Okay. Every day you buat cardio. Okay, fine. Weight training, tadi you kata 5 kali satu minggu. Ke every day juga?
6 kali. 6 kali.
Oh, wow. Okay. Then cara pemakanan you pula macam mana masa tu?
Masa tu I pun sama. Macam tanya orang sini, tanya orang sana.
Wow.
Sini tanya sikit, sana tanya sikit. Yang gila calories, macros masa tu semua tak faham, tak tahu. Walaupun I sudah jadi personal trainer.
Right.
Tapi apa macam gila I, berapa calories I kena dapat setiap hari, I pun tak tahu. I pun macam sini cakap, you kena buat low carb sikit, you tak boleh makan nasi sampai dia kering. I listen to dia. Makan protein saja.
Wow.
Makan ayam saja. At the time I keep every day. Makan ayam. Sampai last kan, diorang cakap kena makan ikan. Bagi dia kering sikit. I will good. Macam ini old school punya lah.
Faham.
Tapi sekarang kita pun tak buat macam ni lah.
Yalah.
Yeah.
Okay, so apa outcome dia?
Yeah.
Apa you punya result lepas prepare, then you pergi compete kan?
This is my first time. The first time I prep for the competition, memang ada macam looking forward something.
Of course. Faham.
Mesti punya.
Expectation lah.
You masuk satu competition. Everyone pun sama punya. You takkan you masuk, you main je.
Betul.
You mesti looking forward something, you nak dapat pingat ke apa. I pun sama. Walaupun this my first time. Okay. Sebab you pun suffer kan. Everyone suffer. I pun memang suffer. Masa tu I suffer. I tengok I pergi kawan makan wantan mee tau. Masa keluar, dia orang makan wantan mee, I makan ayam. Ayam yang rebus mee tau. So I rasa macam
sedih.
Sedih. Memang sedih.
Right.
Tapi lepas competition kan, I minum itu first coke kan. Oh, syuk. Yang itulah. Walaupun itu masa tu 40 lebih orang. I first saw pun tak masuk, I rasa. 40 lebih orang. Dia pilih 20 orang, I tak masuk.
Okay, so nak kongsi sikit, this is what called prejudging. So prejudging, semua orang akan berdiri. Sebab badan cantik, memang ramai orang selalu kan.
Memang ramai.
Which competition yang masa tu? Nama dia?
Masa tu, I pun selalu lupa.
Ni kat mana?
Dekat IOI Kulai tau. Dekat JB.
JB.
Oh. JB IOI Kulai.
Okay, so selalunya badan cantik kan, the participant macam ni lah, 40, 100, ada sekali Mr. ACT 100 lebih orang ke berapa
pendek ni orang 40 lebih tau. Pendek dengan tinggi lagi. 170 ke bawah ke 170
ke atas.
Ke atas kurang sikit lah. Sebab kita pun tak tinggi sangat. 170 ke bawah banyak.
So apa yang Justin went through was dia prejudging, judge tengok 20 orang ni, yang lain caw. So apa Justin experience, naik atas pentas, turun pentas, itu je.
Naik je, you naik, naik je. Go up pun tak ada.
Yes. So sedih. I pernah experience that also. Okay.
Tapi masa tu ada sedih sikit. Tapi I rasa, at least I do something. At least I did my best.
Faham?
At least I got 6 packs already.
Yeah, true.
Although you didn't get any medal there, but you have transformed yourself.
Of course.
After that, after that competition, I found something different myself. So I become more confident really on the time. So I want to give it to everyone that everything you need, you want to start, macam kita buat kaki, masa you nak start kan, first rep memang susah punya, you nak start. You angkat, naik, you nak turun, mesti first rep, memang mesti susah punya. Sampai turun ke satu, you mesti buat. Dua, tiga, empat, lima, enam. Mesti kan?
Ya lah, ya lah.
Sampai last few reps, dia susah lagi. Macam suffer.
Ya lah.
In our life pun sama. When we want to start to gym, we want to change ourselves, right?
Difficult.
It's very, very difficult when you want to step first step there. So it's very difficult. So actually, you just focus. You just need to focus. You'll find something different once you're done.
True. Very true. Okay,
you
so now
you tak boleh dapat matahari lah, tapi pun boleh dapat moon lah. Macam tu.
Yalah. Yeah, so tu first competition. Then when was your next competition? Selepas berapa tahun?
Next. Satu bulan lagi.
Oh, wow.
I masuk Manhunt.
Okay.
And I rasa badan cantik macam I tak boleh. Tapi I still ask him, I have susah sikit. I masuk Manhunt. And itu Mehan, I dapat champion.
Plus, badan dah shredded semua.
Badan sudah shredded. I masuk Mehan. Masa tu sudah kurus. Mehan tak payah, diorang kata tak payah besar. Masa tu I masuk Mehan, dapat champion. Ada cash prize lagi. Seronok.
Betul? Masuk magazine lagi.
Masuk
photoshoot semua lagi.
Ya, betul. Banyak. Lepas tu, yang start daripada 2015 that time sampai 2016, I keep on competing.
Okay.
Keep on competing.
Okay.
And from that time until 2016, I think I took part of 6 or 7 something.
Wow.
Competition. It was very new. I was very excited for every competition.
Which of the competition yang you betul-betul macam, you know what? This time I masuk, I kena menang. I know tadi you kata ada expectation, you know, masuk kalau boleh dapat top 10 pun jadi. Betul tak?
Yeah.
Tapi yang when do you actually decided like, okay, this competition I must win.
Okay. I think this attitude, they must win attitude. I think most of the people they join for competition. Most people will take it like this.
Okay.
I take it. Must win.
Yeah.
If I cannot get champion, at least I get a top 3 medal. At least. Yeah, to recognize yourself, right?
Betul.
But actually, although I got the Manhunt champion afterwards, I went to Singapore for the physique world.
Oh, okay.
For that time. Wow, crazy. I think my category almost 15 participants will deny up.
Right.
When I saw all my competitors, I say this time, I don't think I have chance really.
Okay.
So I think never mind. I just give my best.
But
I just do my best.
But for that competition, you memang 100% ke? As in like, were you
expectation?
Yeah.
Memang 100%.
Okay.
100%. I nak buat something, I mesti all out dia.
Okay.
Tapi sampai sana, you tengok orang. You get tangan pun shaking.
Wow.
Tangan pun macam kejut tau. Tak pernah tengok. Ui, semua orang besar gila. Tak pernah tengok macam ni. Badan cantik pun tak macam ni. Semua fizik ni orang.
Yalah.
Macam, I tak boleh macam, I tak boleh calm down.
Right.
The time I totally cannot to calm down myself.
Right, right.
By the time I go, I went to Singapore by, what do you mean?
Okay, so why do you decide to compete in Singapore?
To challenge myself.
Okay.
To challenge something new.
Okay. You have not won
physique.
Belum menang lagi kan?
Belum menang lagi.
Tapi kenapa tiba-tiba fikir sampai Singapore? Just curious. Kenapa like, boring lah compete Malaysia. I nak pergi Singapore compete pula. Kenapa tiba-tiba macam tu?
International. Bukan dekat local.
Okay. Faham.
Rasa dengan Singapore. Rasa international sikit. Lagi tengok orang pakai pun short. Masa tu main fizik era baru keluar.
Yalah.
Masa tu 2014 Olympia baru ada itu main fizik. I tengok pakai bosok macam smart sikit jeans sudah macam pakai polo shirt lah, okay lah.
Okay.
Macam okay, let's try. So actually, I took about 12 weeks to prep.
Okay.
12 weeks only because I keep when I off season.
Oh.
Actually, the time when I off season because a lot of advertisement.
Right.
So I keep maintaining my body.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, my body fat is not really.
You kata advertisement kenapa? Sebab the manhunt lah.
Lepas tu manhunt lah. Banyak orang ke rambut punya itu advertisement pun ada.
Oh.
Badan punya, apa-apa produk punya, banyak tu masa tu.
Faham. Okay. So you took 12 weeks untuk prepare the Singapore. Then you pergi Singapore. Lepas tu apa jadi?
Lepas tu apa jadi? 15 orang. I masuk final top 6.
Nice.
I really like, I didn't expect that I'm in the top 6.
Okay.
So in the end, I got the 4th place, the category. Oh, not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Really not bad. There's something like recognized for me. So I know I've already there.
Nice.
I've already there. So I know my standard near today already. Okay. So I just, what I need to do is just keep trying. Keep going, keep trying. Just keep doing. I'll be a champion one day.
Of course.
Yeah, it's the time. So my mindset, although I only 4th place, ada sikit sedih lah sebab not top 3 lah. Tapi dia top 5 memang ada itu medal tau.
Right.
But as well, okay. At least medal.
Adakah itu you punya expectation that time? Because you, okay, this is not my question. Kenapa Singapore? You kata nak try international.
Yeah.
Okay. One of my guests belum ni, I pernah tanya, dia terbang sampai ke US just to compete. I kata, were you expecting to win or not? Dia kata, tak, just to try. So, tapi dia menang. So, I nak cuba faham. Now, you pergi Singapore and compete. Just to try ke, memang expectation in top 5 ke apa?
Memang ada expectation. Memang siapa tak ada. Kalau you bagi 100% dalam you punya prep, you tahu you punya genetic sebab I punya apps. Masa saya first cut, saya suruh tahu IBA apps with genetic jumping. Saya suruh tahu. Saya suruh boleh nampak. So, memang dalam competition ni, memang ada sikit expectation.
Okay.
So, at the time, I gave 120% of effort.
Okay.
Every day. Sama cardio. You know, at that time, I work at Anytime Fitness already.
Right. Okay.
I still need to do PT class, group class, group training for the client there.
Penat.
Lagi you kena buat cardio sendiri.
Oh.
Lagi you kena okay. Train yourself.
Yeah.
Sama sampai pukul 12 baru balik.
Wow.
Tapi masa tu entah final 24 jam.
Yalah. Yeah.
Sekarang galak kerja sampai satu lebih. Biasa.
Okay, just nak tambah sikit. Is it worth it? Worth it as in, okay, you tahu, you nak compete dekat Singapore. Okay. Of course, you ada expectation top 3. Tapi dapat number 4. Dapat number 4 ke number 5?
4. Oh.
Number 4 kan? Lepas tu, you train every day. You buat cardio. You ada client. Balik lambat semua. Is it worth it? The effort you letak dengan number 4?
Good.
Worth it?
Worth it.
Kenapa saya tanya? Because confirm, there's listener and viewer. You punya fan, you punya peminat. Dia kata, saya nak jadi macam Justin.
One.
Macam mana nak jadi macam Justin? Okay, now Justin say everyday training, cardio, buat ni. Tapi dapat nombor 4. So, dia akan fikir balik tau macam, kalau I buat macam Justin dapat nombor 4, not worth it lah for me. For what? Because many people, their expectation, put 120%, must be number 1.
No.
Okay.
Cannot be expect like this. See, you need to go through step by step.
Yep.
Macam, you tengok dia orang masuk NPC, first time. Kalau you dapat champ, memang you punya memang talented.
Yalah.
You punya genetik memang baik.
Yalah.
Lagi, you punya hard work pun ada. Yeah. Semua kena ada sekarang.
So,
yang dulu, kalau you talented, you badan cantik, mungkin you work not very hard, mungkin you boleh dapat.
Betul.
Tapi era sekarang, you semua kena ada.
Yes.
Faham?
Setuju?
So, masa tu, 4th place for me, I think it's good for me already for a start.
Nice.
Yeah.
At least you tak depressed kan?
No.
Tak sakit hati guys?
Yeah. At least I'm in the final.
Right.
Top 6. They choose the top 6 there.
Mm.
When I gonna call out, well, I feel really, wow. Yes. It's my third.
Nice.
Yeah, just show yourself.
Bila yang you compete, you mula menang? After how many years?
Lagi berapa bulan saja?
Oh.
Menang IPO overall, first world champ dekat Singapore.
Dalam masa 2 tahun lah kan? So you first started?
Started 2014.
Okay.
Sampai menang IPM Pro 2016.
So dalam masa 2 tahun. Did you expect that lah?
No. I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that. Because I still think a lot of people stronger than me. Actually, I'm not really a very, very confident that time. Even though I work really hard, but I still think that confirm ada orang yang masuk ni mesti semua orang dia gila dia.
Yeah, betul.
Mesti dia orang sudah buat banyak tak, 2 tahun, 3 tahun buat sahaja. Apa I expect? Masa tu I rasa macam tu.
I see.
Tapi you buat, you punya kerja, you pun sama kena, you tak boleh cakap ada orang stronger than you, so you just senang-senang je. You tak boleh. You pun kena give your best. Orang nak tengok you, the best of you on stage.
Betul.
Right? Even you lose, tapi you pagi tu macam champion, second dengan third place punya orang, troublesome.
Yeah, faham.
Dia orang takut you.
Yalah.
You kena buat macam tu. So dia orang fikir macam tu.
So dia orang tahu macam, Justin lain lah.
Yes.
Oh, next day dia datang mesti gempak je.
Kan. Orang tengok you, ini mana mana masuk punya, tak pernah nampak. Tapi dia badan bukau. Macam tu.
Okay, 2016 you menang overall kan?
Dekat Singapore sama. Itu WF Singapore.
Sama lah 2016.
Same year.
Same year lah kan. Okay. What was your biggest obstacle? Cabaran you paling dalam that preparation, apa benda berlaku yang mungkin mengganggu you dalam preparation? Ada tak?
Ada.
Apa dia? Kongsi sikit. I nak tahu. Sebab banyak orang ingat, orang yang selalu tengok atlet lain kan.
Okay. First kan. Masa tu, I kerja dengan orang.
Okay.
You tahu lah, masa tu dekat Anytime Fitness lah. Kalau I tak ada kelas, I tidur dekat mana tau? I tidur dekat toilet.
Oh, damn.
I tutup pintu. Tidur je.
Okay.
Tidur dekat lantai tau. Kesian tau. Macam orang mesti rasa kesian tau. Tapi, you tak boleh. Sebab office dia punya, dia punya glass mesti macam ni punya.
Orang nampak lah.
Boleh nampak punya. Nanti bos mari.
Oh.
Dia tengok you tidur, nanti you kena
curi tulang.
Faham. So, yang itu cabaran, you angkat orang punya gaji. Tapi, you cannot fulfill your dreams.
Yep, okay.
You have to fulfill your dreams.
Yeah.
Your dreams, we have reality. Two things. You have to take them both.
Yeah.
Right, masa tu, you kena kerja baik, you punya plan pun kena baik. Yang itu cabaran tu. Yang third, I rasa self-control.
Such as?
Temper.
Faham.
Mesti busuk gila.
Kenapa you rasa temper tu susah? One of the biggest obstacle.
Sometimes you tell a client. Okay, not I want to say that. Some client, they're not really talented on gym.
Faham.
Sometimes you lose control.
Faham.
When prep, dia tak tahu sebab dia tak tahu you being situation.
Yeah.
Dia tak faham kenapa IPA course suddenly marah sangat.
Faham.
Dia tak tahu. Tapi kita faham kan?
Yeah.
Because
among athletes, kita boleh faham. Okay, I nak cuba simplify apa yang nak cuba sampaikan. Yeah. Competitive athlete, dia main goal nak jadi shredded gila, especially kategori dia. To be shredded, body fat tu kena rendah ke tahap yang sangat tak sihat. So, I think his body fat probably about 4%.
3%.
Lagi gila.
3-4, in body.
So, 3% or 4% itu sangat-sangat tak sihat. That's why benda tu tak boleh long term. So, bila badan berada dalam keadaan sangat stress at 3-4%, you get very frustrated with anything.
Yeah.
People say, hey, why? You're like, why, what?
For no reason.
For no reason. For
no reason. No reason.
Bukan Justin sahaja, but any competitive athlete akan macam tu. That's why I don't compete anymore. Because it affect my client. My personal experience, last time when I compete, I tell all my client, another 8 more weeks I'll be competing. 4 weeks, if I marah, just accept that.
Now, in 4 weeks, I'll tell them, okay, you orang jaga sendiri, buat je. You orang buat je, I akan rehat.
Because memang benda tu akan berlaku. Okay, so that is one of your obstacle lah. Yeah. Your temper lah kan. Then, sampai hari competition, you compete, did you expect to win overall?
That time I didn't expect.
Because within the same year, can you compete?
Because that time I actually quite suffer because I work for quite long hours.
Okay.
Plus, IPM boss keep bagi pressure.
Faham.
Masa tu. You know, ada satu kali lah. I keluar je macam nak beli food. I pay for Zabi. Yeah, hungry. I suruh lupa I ada client. Itu client suruh sampai. Boss call I. Eh, mana you ah? You pergi mana? You punya client suruh sampai tau. You sekarang terus balik. You jangan cakap banyak, terus balik.
Wow.
Or at the time, I feel like
marah.
I don't know how to say the feel.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you take people, you ambil orang gaji.
Yeah, no, no, no. Betul-betul.
So, masa itu you susah, you punya mental susah, you tak boleh cakap apa. You cannot control yourself.
On top of that,
yeah.
Dia tengah compete. Emosi.
Yeah, betul.
Semua kan, very confusing lah. Faham sangat. Again tu.
I tengok balik, I pun dah nangis.
Faham. It's okay. Okay, so the next thing. Kita lompat terus ke overall eh. Bila you dah menang the overall, you do not expect because?
I didn't expect.
Okay. You do not expect on that. So, you nak tissue tak?
Tak boleh. I think because this part, a lot of people facing also lah.
Faham.
Because some people, I think a lot of trainer also, like, they're having this kind of obstacles.
Faham. done.
Okay. You just continue.
Terus lah.
For the overall.
Okay, cool.
First overall.
Kita lompat kepada overall.
Alright.
So overall tu you menang. And you do not expect sebab you kerja keras. Kan? Okay.
Kerja quite keras without stress.
Stress kan? And bila you dah menang overall tu, of course overwhelmed. You macam, what the hell?
Masa tu, overall sudah sampai pukul malam. Pukul 11 lebih. I suruh penat. Diorang call yang kategori champion keluar saja.
Okay.
I didn't expect anything.
Cool.
For me, I got the category champion. I'm really, really happy already.
Right.
For me, my target achieved already. I achieved my target already. So that's all. So because they still need those category champion to come up, to pick your overall. So I have no choice. So you just stand up. And then actually I do nothing. I not really pose.
Right.
I just stand only and not really smile. You know sports model you need. You need to be charming. Yeah. You need keep posing. Yeah, you need like give you a good, nice look.
Yeah,
to the audience, to the judge.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't give anything. But end up, I got the overall.
Right. So that overall, you dapat the
pro. I didn't expect. Yeah, I
dapat the pro card.
Yeah. Category sudah dapat pro card.
Oh. Okay.
Category champion sudah dapat pro card.
Ah.
Itu Singapore pro saja yang dapat overall lagi. I didn't expect. Yeah.
Okay. So, now cerita dari peristiwa itu. When was that again?
2016.
Then you still compete, right? After that?
Yeah. Keep competing.
Okay.
I keep competing.
Okay. Disebabkan you dah menang pro card and overall, the next competition, what was your expectation?
Oh, I expect I dapat international pro. Yang itu world pro.
Faham.
But not only Singapore pro. So I pergi cabar challenge. After 1 month, 2 months, 2 months time, and in Thailand, and I think the Singapore officer, asked me to join
that time. Yeah.
So I joined. Then what happened? When you expect too much, then something gonna happen.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. When you know, this is a cup of water. When you tong air sampai full,
tumpah lah.
Tumpah. Mesti. Masa tu tumpah. I kalah.
Okay.
I expect I will win.
Okay.
Because you think that you are at the standard day already.
Right.
Right. You are like
the best of the best lah.
Best of
the best. You think power lah.
Memang power already. The time fly high already.
Right.
So mesti I tumpah. Masa tu I got category third place.
Okay.
I didn't got the category champion. The category champion only will win the international pro card
okay
at the time. So I lose. Mesti lah nangis. Sebab I ada expect something dekat sana.
Okay. You rasa kenapa?
Lepas tu look back lah, look back picture. Tapi ada masa tu lah, I rasa memang eye condition membaik, ada size kering lagi. Tapi you come to yourself, you look back the picture, actually tak cukup baik lagi. You memang tak baik lagi.
Okay.
So everything after competition, I'll come to myself and start how to say,
to think about it lah.
Think about it. Yeah. To think about it, what's wrong with that? Anything I can improve? I'll do every competition after competition. I'll do that. Okay. So I look back and then see what can improve on the next competition. Yeah. So I know I not really try enough, so I cannot blame people.
Were you depressed after that?
No matter you win or lose, the next day still will come.
Right.
The next day still will come.
You still need
to survive.
Yeah, of course.
The next day, takkan hari ni kalah, esok you mati. Takkan macam tu kan?
Yeah.
The next day, you still need to continue your life.
Betul.
So, it doesn't matter win or lose. You still need to continue.
Okay.
So, I just continue your hard work.
Okay.
For me, it's just continue your hard work. Don't think others.
So what do you do? What do you change? Ada you ubah apa-apa selepas you dapat tahu you compete dekat Thailand and you see
at that time besok jadi macam lion lah, tiger.
Okay, apa you buat?
Apa you buat? Boleh share?
Go ahead.
Anything boleh share. Masa tu I start pakai peptides.
Okay.
Masa tu orang I tanya orang apa macam nak jadi besar. Orang kata you pakai peptides, you try. Lepas tu saya pakai peptide, boom, gila. Naik 10 kg.
Wow.
The times.
Okay.
Campur ada rock isa.
Okay.
Masa tu saya suruh start.
Cuk. Sebelum kita sambung, kepada you guys yang tengah dengar ni, kita bukan encourage you.
Bukan.
Dia tengah berkongsi pengalaman dia.
Yeah. Okay.
So jangan tiba-tiba kata, saya pun terus peptide lah esok.
Tak boleh. Tak boleh. Nak pakai. Tak boleh jadi terus pakai.
Betul. Okay, sambung.
Okay. Lepas tu, boom, sampai 80 kg. Baru I cut down.
Okay.
For next competition, next year, 2017, April on Australia. In Australia, yeah.
Okay.
This is my first time. I took 8 hours flight to chase my dreams again.
Right.
After a time.
Australia, apa? IVB, Nabah?
Sama Nabah.
Oh, Nabah. Okay.
Swanson there. Yeah.
Okay, then what happened over there?
Fortunately, I won. Fortunately, I won. This time I won already. I won my international champion.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, good. At least I achieved my target already. Although I didn't win in the overall. I didn't, because okay, here to I'm not going to judge something like, but maybe my body is like, my body, the judges not really like my body
faham.
At the time.
Because
sports model, actually, they prefer tall. Yeah, so at least I got the international pro card already.
Okay, congrats.
So I'm happy.
Okay, boleh tak saya kata macam ni? Okay, jap. Saya tak nak kata. Mungkin ada orang akan kata, huh, see, you have to use peptide only get pro card. If don't use peptide, cannot win. Can people say that or not? Or is it your body is ready to start using peptide?
At the time, I rasa IPM body sudah ready. I baru start using peptide.
Because you're gonna 2014.
Sebab I kena achieve another level.
Right.
I have to achieve another level. So I know I have to achieve another level. So, only I will win my international pro card.
Right. So when you wait 2014, that is 2016.
2016 to 2017. That time, 2016 September, October, until 2017 April.
Okay,
so then it's April Fool.
So you start using peptide after
6 months.
No, 2 years of competing or 3 years of competing.
2 years.
2 years of competing.
No, 2 years of bodybuilding.
2 years of competing lah.
Yeah.
Okay. So why I nak point out this one? Because saya tahu ada orang kat luar sana. Dia terus dengar, oh ini bagi tahu dia guna peptide, guna ni, saya pun nak guna. Tapi tak pernah diet tak pernah compete. Because we know, right?
Pakai, TikTok. Kalau, yeah, you nak pakai, you semua kena buat baik betul.
Yeah.
You tak boleh cakap you pakai je tapi you punya makan hancur.
Betul?
Hancur, tak boleh. You kena jaga makan. Especially when you using peptides.
Mm.
One thing I can say that, when you using peptides, if your diet run off, your fat like a
pig, like
the fat like a pig.
Okay.
But if you diet betul,
uh-uh,
you can get the result.
Very lean lah, big and
yes.
Okay. Okay, so this year you'll be competing.
Yeah.
Bulan November.
September.
Okay, so coming. Kongsi sikit your current preparation, your off-season diet and off-season training.
Okay. Okay, I boleh share sikit lah.
Yeah.
From my off-season, I gain until 80 kg sebelum I cut.
Okay.
Sebelum I cut down 80 kg.
So, I might, we can consider okay, now your off-season ke apa?
Sekarang tengah plan lah. Sekarang sudah
so lean down lah.
So lean down.
Lean down lah.
So lean down.
Okay, masa you off-season tu, what was your body fat? At your heaviest weight and body fat?
80 kg? 16, 17%. 18, sorry.
Okay.
It's quite high this round.
Okay, for those of you who is listening, in competitive sports, 18% is considered fat.
Yeah, for me lah.
It's considered fat. Tapi, kalau you a normal person, 80% is okay.
Yeah, normal okay. People 80% okay.
So, to be like him and any competitive athlete, macam dia kata tadi kan, 3-4% body fat is,
yeah,
is a standard if you really want to be shredded. So, kena keep in mind, kalau nak jadi champion macam diorang, you have to go to a very extreme level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Quite extreme.
Very extreme. And the body fat paling tinggi pun, I dengar lah.
18, I, pagi I pun agak
tinggi kan.
Agak tinggi.
Usually I dengar 16, 17. And it slowly cut down. But he has his own way and he has his own structure. Macam mana dia buat. Okay, two off-season, 18%. Then, sekarang?
Sekarang 73.8 empty stomach pagi. Body fat 11.
So,
lagi 3 bulan.
Oh.
It's more than enough time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I suka prep earlier. I tak suka macam sampai
last minute
kelanggar I tak suka.
Yalah.
Sebab memang stress. Nanti mesti water retention.
Betul?
Yeah.
Betul sangat. Okay. Training wise?
Okay, training. Off-season training actually I push quite heavy.
Okay.
In between 8 to 10 reps. Something. Yeah, not more than 12. Five exercises.
For a body part?
By four. One body part.
Okay.
One day, one body part.
Okay.
So legs, I only train for four exercises. Four sets. Push very, very heavy. Push sampai UBM max. 6 rep, 8 rep. The max pun sampai 10 macam tu.
Okay. Two off season. Sekarang pre-contest.
Pre-contest, I main banyak superset.
Okay.
Banyak giant set ada sikit superset, drop set macam tu to make my training more intense, to help me to burn more fat.
Yep.
Although you need to get shredded and your muscle fiber need to come out.
Right.
You need to more dry.
Right.
Because when you're off season, you push heavy already.
Yeah.
So when going to cut, right, you just push your workout to like rest shorten time and then more superset, drop set to make it more shredded.
Right.
And make it muscle fibers come out.
Yeah
just like that.
Okay, I nak tambah sikit eh. So, muscle fiber kita, this technical bit.
UPM mass kena cukup baru ada tu. UPM muscle mass kena cukup.
Cukup.
Secukup ni baru boleh buat.
Betul. So, bila seseorang tu buat a very high intense atau very heavy 3 to 6 reps, bayangkan otot kita ni macam wire tau. Dia ada layer of muscle. The outer layer, the inner layer. So, when you carry really heavy, they hit different layer of the muscle. When you carry slightly macam dia lah, probably dia boleh buat what, 15 reps, 20 reps, kan? Pasal dia buat superset, it's a different layer. So, dalam training program, kena ada, dia orang panggil periodization. Macam mana you nak susun training program. Macam dia ada structure dia sendiri. I'm not saying tu paling betul atau tu salah tak. That is his training program. Dia dah ada experience macam mana dia nak train. So, that's why his style is more towards giant set and superset, kan?
Yeah.
Setengah orang lain, diorang just buat straight set je. Memang tak salah. So, for his case, I faham kenapa dia buat macam tu. quite intense juga. I pun tak suka buat jalan set.
Quite intense lah. Yeah. You right. Kena force yourself.
Betul. Nah, heart rate naik.
Heartbeat
naik semua kan.
Tinggi sangat.
Okay, now. This year competition.
Yeah.
Expectation.
Yeah, memang ada expectation for this year. I expect for two things. For one thing, my classic pro.
Okay.
Classic physique category champion. Of course, pro card. And one thing, I also expect for world champion.
Nice. Okay, cok. Tiba-tiba dia tukar. Tadi model. Sekarang classic. Share sikit, kenapa tiba-tiba tukar?
I dekat sports model. Okay, universe I sudah dapat. I tak dapat universe champion lagi. Tapi I dapat universe second.
Okay.
Overall second.
Nice.
Means world second.
Nombor dua.
Nombor dua. For me, sports model enough for me really.
Okay.
I expect something new in this industry because sports model, I think for me lah, I already hit the highest achievement here already. It's time to challenge myself for something new. So
yeah,
literally life is you need to keep challenging
And keep progressing lah.
Yeah,
can. Tapi ada je orang kat luar sana, they like to compete when they already know they will win. Meaning, for him, kalau dia masuk model lagi, very high possibility dia menang lagi.
Kalau I masuk, sekarang kalau I main body kan, I main badan masuk model lagi, I mesti kalah.
Oh, kenapa?
Sudah oversize.
Oh, oversize. Okay. Tadi kita discuss before the podcast, dia kata dia tukar kategori. Then I ask kenapa tukar kategori. Muscles, macam dia dah train for many, many years. Of course, the muscle is going to keep add on. So when he or certain individual have too much muscle, dia terpaksa lompat kategori.
Ya, kena lompat. Betul.
So macam tadi dia kata, model atau badan cantik kena kurus tapi shredded. Sekarang dia ada banyak muscle lah. That's why dia terpaksa lompat to classic. Please share a bit, what's the difference? Classic dengan model.
Okay, classic dengan sports model, different apa bezanya? Okay. Kalau you cakap sports model, dia kena shredder lagi. Dia kena guling gila sampai dia punya glutus dia punya
striation.
Relation semua keluar.
Faham?
Yang itu. Dia punya semua kena guling sampai dia dah boleh nampak dia punya badan ada fat.
Faham?
Dia punya masa kena tighten. Macam satu biji bulat-bulat macam satu. Tapi memanglah dia punya symmetric kena cantik lah. Tapi sports model sekarang punya era, dia kena nampak panjang sikit. But you punya nampak panjang, you punya shoulder punya tu
Kena lebar. Faham?
Macam tu. Baru nampak cantik.
Right.
I sekarang, okay, I kenapa I jump classic physique? Sebab I punya kaki sudah oversize.
Faham?
Semakin besar. Sebab sports model, dia orang tak nak besar sangat punya kaki. Dia orang cuma nak kering. Dengan itu cut semua keluar.
Faham?
Lagi I punya badan apa body sudah tebal. Makin tebal. So memang tak boleh. Takkan kita cut out kita punya muscle mass.
Yalah.
Untuk fit balik sports model kan.
Yalah.
So that's why I jump classic physique.
Faham. Now we understand that. Dululah masa zaman saya. Ada satu kategori je. Bina badan. Tapi ada weight category.
Yeah.
Certain country bina badan tapi height category. So now, I pun tadi tanya, apa beza klasik dengan model kan? Now, I baru faham. Model tu kena very halus. Very, very halus. Very nipis badan dia. Tapi striation nampak fiber-fiber. Klasik fizik macam, what's it guys? Sibam, right?
Sibam.
Sibam, klasik lah. Dia macam dulu-dulu punya era bodybuilder. Tak besar sangat. Tapi cantik. Kena ada masa.
Kena cantik.
Kena cantik.
Both, you tengok sports model, dia pun kena cantik. Klasik pun kena cantik. Apa bezanya? Kaki tebal dengan badan tebal.
Tebal lagi.
Faham?
Okay. What is your advice kepada mereka kat luar sana yang, I nak jadi macam Justin lah. I tak ada experience. I baru nak first time compete. How would you advise these people?
Okay. One thing I want to share about is, I think I've been almost 10 years already in this bodybuilding industry. Okay. If you want to start competing, you kena fikir satu penting yang kalau you boleh fikir macam ni, you boleh bagi long term. Dia rasa macam tu. You kena fikir you nak jadi siapa.
Okay.
Who you want to be. You know, what is your value? What's the value of a people, you know?
Okay.
Of a person, the value of a person.
And
okay, when you do one thing, okay, after that, you do it getting better and better. People see you getting better and better.
I see.
Then they follow you to do same thing and they're getting better and better. They want to achieve same like you. This is your value.
Okay.
So you cannot figure, yang start, you cannot figure who you want to be first. Sebelum you nak start competition.
Okay. Up to who you want to be masa mula-mula?
Me. I just want to be a unique one. Only me, Justin.
Because kalau you advise macam tu, who they want to be, I give you an example lah. Let's say, I zero knowledge. I want to be like Jeff said.
Yeah.
Let's say lah kan. Yeah. So, I nak jadi macam Jeff said and I inspired in what Jeff said.
Yeah.
Macam tu. Then, macam mana saya nak mula perjalanan saya, my journey in the competitive sport? Because, according to Jeff said, he's natural.
Yeah.
Okay, he's natural again. So, how do I start my journey?
So, when you start the journey, right? When I start, like, you who you want to be, so you will go and research Jeff said.
Faham?
What he every day doing.
Okay.
What he doing every day.
Understood.
What he eat. What he do.
Okay.
Something. What he train. Tapi mesti lah. You play jadi dia punya attitude.
Yeah.
Training dengan that thing mesti tak sama. Mesti you have to know, understand this.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing you need to know that semangat. Semangat. The main thing I want to give to people. Semangat is very important. When you want to do anything, everything in your life, semangat.
Okay.
Takkan you buat macam satu
seje, jalan je
macam ni.
6:30.
Yalah, angkat bulat macam ni. So, you kena semangat sikit.
Yalah, yalah.
So, patient. What is it, patient?
Cari satu orang yang you nak cuba jadi. Lepas tu, you tengok atau replicate. Cuba follow. Boleh tak training macam Justin? Boleh tak makan macam Justin? Boleh tak, you know, semua benda tu. Then you realize, do you have what it takes to be like Justin? Kan? Kalau you can do it exactly the same, then very high possibility, you boleh menang macam Justin lah. So, I faham apa you nak cuba sampaikan. And I also nak semua orang faham. Have one person that you want to replicate atau tiru. Cuba je. Walaupun cara dia salah ke betul. Macam Justin tadi cerita. Oh, tanya orang ni diet macam ni. Tanya orang tu diet macam tu. You pun campur-campur je kan.
Loja.
Nah, saya pun sama dulu. Satu orang kata diet keto. Satu orang kata diet jangan ada air. Kena kering semua. So, kita rojak saja kan. So, find one person that you want to
stick with one person.
Stick with one person. You try to replicate and follow je.
I also got a coach behind me to guide for the prep.
Nice.
I also got a coach.
Nice. Good.
It's the one thing. Because people sometimes like you cannot see the problem, like something you cannot see. But when someone manage you, people will help you.
Yeah, they can see and they realize.
Yeah, but you know what's your weakness.
So
then the coach will point out what you need to improve.
Okay.
So actually, everyone need people to get like
you. Setuju
saya. We need a mentor.
Yeah.
Our life also.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what I want to deliver is like a person character, characteristic.
Okay, understand. Okay, last question. Where do the listener and viewer find you?
Justin Ng _ WFF Pro.
Okay, so for any of you guys yang berada kat JB or even in KL, need someone to guide you who have experience as a sports model, please follow Justin, contact him and ask him the question. Mungkin dia boleh membantu you dari segi training, nutrition and also memberi semangat. Right? So having said that, Justin, thank you very much for your time.
Right.
Thank you for sharing your journey with us. Hopefully to see you again probably in 3-4 months time after your competition. And next time bawa trophy letak kat sini sekali.
Oh, boleh.
Boleh ya? Alright guys, thank you very much. Take care. Peace out.